Welcome back to another episode of The Career Report. We are Tim and Christina Madden. Hey, we try to come to you live every day, keeping you updated on what is going on in the market and how can you accelerate your career. Christina, we just got through Christmas.
I know. I made a post on Instagram. If y'all don't follow me on Instagram at the Christina Madden, Christina with a K. But hey, it was about, are you burnt out? Are you anxious? Are you hungover? Are you bloated? Are you tired? Did you give away all your energy? What's happening? And now you're in the in-between week where people feel like they can, you know, continue putting off their goals. I also made a post on LinkedIn today. You know, if you're not ready for the flood that's coming, it's coming. So there's no better day to start your job search than today, right now in the present, because that flood is coming. And that's what today's topic is about. It's happening. We've been talking about it for the last 90 days and everybody's coming for your goals. Okay. Everybody's coming for your job. All right. And so what we're going to talk about today, I see Tim over there.
Normally have my my yellow book, and I ran out and I didn't replace it. So I have, I just had some notes. Well, now I can just say it real quick. I'm sorry, Christina. What I was going to say was, you said the flood is coming, and inside the Interview Igniter program here at Exec Upgrades, I was actually just talking to someone before this call. That's why I was like, I'm running a little behind before the podcast, but he just secured two interviews while we were on talking with each other of the Interview Igniter program. He was like, hey, I actually saw one came through and another came through. So if you want more,
email.
Go to execupgrades.com/podcast, or you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com.
Or go DM me the word flood, because you scared. You scared is getting wet out there. Listen, it's going to be about positioning, right? And scaling the search. So definitely hit Tim up for the details on Interview Igniter if you don't know what that is. We have an automated process that will put high level interviews on your calendar for you. I know that sounds like a miracle, but you also
the reality is, sorry, Christina, but we had a CTO just last month. It was either 7 or 9 interviews. I don't know what it was. He either got on 7 or 9 interviews in the month of December as a chief technology officer. So we had another person in partnerships get on 9 interviews, right? So people are hiring. LinkedIn says no one's hiring, but
right. Because the whole point, right, is that opportunity doesn't disappear, right? But because effort explodes, this is going to become purely about scaling your search and very specific positioning, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone's going to move at once. There's going to be more applications, more outreach, more LinkedIn posts, more I'm finally doing this energy, you know, new year, new me, everybody's coming. So the only way out of that pickle is not, it's again, not more effort, not more clicks and more actions. It's more visibility and positioning, Tim. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really glad that when Jonathan actually, you know, we have our chief marketing officer, Jonathan, when we partnered together last summer and we brought him on board, I've been using this word a lot more, and I have to attest it to Jonathan, because Jonathan kept using the word, you're not branded effectively, for years. You're not branded effectively. You're not branded, when really, no, that is not the word. The word is visibility and the word is positioned, right? And it's totally different. Like, branding's important, but I feel like the visibility and the positioning part encompasses branding, and it's more. I can't tell you how important it is to either land interviews or how you're being positioned on interviews. That's what I just talked with the ECU community about on Monday. I lead a call that says converting interviews into offers. And we talked about your positioning at the beginning of the interview. How are people viewing you? But I had a post kind of take off, Christina, and I always go back to this single mom. I talk about her all the time, but she was unemployed. I keep telling the story. She was unemployed for 120 days. We got her rebranded. We got her clear. She was visible online. She was producing content. And then a friend from 7 years ago who she worked with, hey, Christina, I saw you posting on LinkedIn a lot. Hey, are you looking for a job? Mind you, she wasn't posting saying she's looking for a job at all. 100K increase. Results not typical, but it's happened numerous times this year. So I cannot stress the importance of, you need to be clear on your target. You need to be branded effectively. And then you need to be seen, man. You need to be seen. And I just met with another client. You know, we've got him in front of a lot of people. But consistently showing up over time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not in marketing, it's marketing 101. The more time they see you on LinkedIn, the more chance they have of reaching out. I can't. Incredibly important, Christina. Incredibly.
Well, that's why two executives with the same background, you know, branded well, can have two wildly different outcomes in the same market. One is trying harder and the other one is positioned better, right? Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead.
I try to explain it as many ways as I can. So the other one is, you know, just, I always love going to fantasy football because you got one quarterback who's been a quarterback for 20 years and you have another quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl, who has pass completion, high percentage, and he's done this and he's done that. And these are all of his stats. Clearly this guy is positioned better, but this guy over here could be better, but they're just not positioning him. That's why I say all the time, the best person does not get hired.
And guys, hiring managers are not sitting around saying like, oh, I need another solid resume. No, they're like, I literally have like 600 solid resumes, you know? So they're looking for why this person now, right? They're looking for clarity. They're looking for, again, strong positioning because it does a few things. It reduces the decision friction when you make it really easy as to why you're relevant in this moment. It signals that clarity that hiring managers want, right? Clear leaders feel safer to hire, right? And you know, you won't be competing head to head, right? You're occupying your own lane. So what are some of the ways that we do that, Tim?
Great question. My man, Alex Hormozi, said it best when you always have a competitive advantage. You always have one. You may not think you have one, but you always do. I'll give it to you in the business sense, which he said. He said, you can make a claim whether you're a big company or you're a small company. You just, ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out what is your competitive advantage. The competitive advantage in business was, you know, say you wanted to work with the company to grow your business. That's what I'm going to use for the analogy of what Alex Hormozi said. He said, I could go to Christina, who has a big company, who's helped a bunch of people scale, et cetera, right? So let's talk about the claim of going with the big company versus a small company. The big company might say, you don't want to go with that small person. They don't have a track record of success. No one's even know who they are. We've done this thousands of times, right? So that's one claim that you could make for the big company. Like, hey, we have all these predictable, we do all this stuff. But the small company can say, you're not going to work with the guy who grew all those businesses, et cetera. You're going to work with me and I'm going to be able to do this for you. So what I'm basically saying is, what is your competitive advantage? What is it about you? What's your unique value proposition so that you can help these companies scale, save money, or et cetera? You've got to this level because you are good at what you do. Can you communicate it though?
We got an email from a client and it's a C-suite level position he landed. I forget which one, but on an NFL team, it's like his dream job. Mm-hmm. So excited about that. What do you think, like, for example, his competitive edge was through his search?
Well, he was a CRO for a professional football league. Guys, if you're in sales, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be telling people how you can make them money. What else matters? Why else do you hire another VP? Why do you hire a salesperson? Do you say, hey, Christina, you know, revenue's totally fine. We don't want more money. We just want you to fix all this. That never happens. If you're in sales, you better talk about how you can grow revenue year over year. If you're in tech, you better figure out how to implement better technology at a lower cost to help drive revenue. Think about it. Do companies hire people to just pay them money and lose money? No. They hire you for one reason, to make them money. And I know what you're saying. Just because you're in sales does not mean finance makes companies money by watching the money and figuring out money's places the money shouldn't go, right? Customer success makes money. They help with client retention. They help ascend customers, get them into new projects. So if you're going on an interview, you better figure out how you directly relate to making money for that organization.
So if you're listening to that, right, and you're thinking, okay, well, what should I be doing? What should I be saying? I want you to just stop asking yourself, how do I try harder in January? And ask yourself, how do I position myself better? What's my competitive edge? And what that means, to sum up what Tim said, is really clarifying your executive narrative. You're tightening how you talk about your value. You're identifying who actually decides and get closer to that person. And just using really quieter windows on your calendar. We've been preaching that for the last few months, and you've got a couple more of those where you use those windows strategically instead of waiting for the big January lie, which is now your life is so much better and you've waited until the perfect moment, because January doesn't reward late clarity, right? It rewards, again, early positioning. So listen, guys, not to scare you, or maybe to scare you a little bit, but the flood is coming. This is your news report. Christina Madden reporting the weather. The flood is coming. Okay. It always does, right? And when it arrives, it doesn't favor the most motivated Jan 1 guy, right? It's going to favor the most intentionally positioned candidate. So if you're really serious about making a move in Q1 and you're still relying on only effort, right? And micro, very, very micro actions. And what I mean by that is click and apply, job boards, maybe recruiters that have ghosted you, all the things that aren't working. If you're still relying on just more effort and the things that aren't working, this is really your signal to pause and reposition yourself as you move into the coming months. And we're here to help with that. So again, book a call with our team. Scale your search. It's going to become a numbers game when we're in the depths of the flood.
Yep.
How much outreach you can do, scaling the search, getting automated interviews on your calendar with Tim with our Igniter program, and making sure you are mentally prepared for those interviews with a strategy that works. Okay. Positioning beats effort every time.
Hey, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Career Report. We come into you every day. Just like Christina said, the flood is coming. If you're going to start on January 1st, you might as well start now. Just make sure you have a plan. You have a blueprint. You have a roadmap. You know, as they say, you need three things to be successful. Number one, you got to have the want. You got to have the want. Number two, you got to have the systems. And number three, whether you like it or not, you got to have the accountability or the community. We provide that for you at execupgrades.com. So go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. See everyone tomorrow.
Hey out there. Stay dry. Get your life jackets, baby.